facts of the matter are that St Norder and Remelton were not included in the capital plan in 2016. And I know there's been a massive people-powered campaign, but it is a fact now that both those projects will go to planning beginning of next year. And on top of that, it's confirmation as well that Cairndona, Dunloe and Ballyshannon tender documents being prepared for those projects, and also for the design of Buncrana and Fulcara as well. So individual timeframes will be worked out now as a matter of priority.
Is there a guarantee that Remelton, St Norder and others will at the very least retain the capacity and bed numbers they have?
Yeah, the commitment is in the plan now. It's in black and white, and that's something the campaign groups have been looking for. I've always been confident that we would get there, and I know there was a build-up of frustration over the last 2 to 3 years that it wasn't in black and white. It's in black and white now. It's in the Sabres plan, and I do want to acknowledge my colleague Simon Harris, and also to Jim Daly. He also wants to continue to work a solution and work with the community in Lifford to see what can be done there to find a preferred solution. That debate and conversation is by no means ended after the service plan coming out.
And in terms of Lifford, that's an important one, because at the moment the community hospital remains open, but we do know that the community hospital as it stands is not fit for purpose. The preference is for a new development on a greenfield site. However, that particular provision is absent from what's been confirmed this morning.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, because there's consultation needed. Jim Daly has met with the group in the last number of weeks in Lifford, and it's important that we continue to have dialogue there. And what Jim Daly, the Minister, has asked of the group is to go back and consult with the community and to see what the preferred option would be, because it's a big area in East Donegal. There is a demand for some form of community hospital provision and also some form of sheltered housing. So we need to continue with that dialogue. But overall, this is an important piece of infrastructural investment. It'll also be good for local companies as well, who's looking for work, and to ensure that we can continue to provide employment for people who are not working at home at the moment, but will entice them back. And I hope to be in a position as Minister of Education in the next number of weeks to announce a number of school projects, and we'll continue to ensure that there will be projects going to tender in County Donegal to ensure that work will happen, and also the important injection of infrastructural spending to ensure that we have quality services in our county.
Finally, there is reference in this plan to the new community nursing unit for Letterkenny, which has been mooted in the past. Indeed, it was mooted back in 2016 by Kathleen Lynch, and it's been at the root of much of the discussion over the past number of years. When will we see flesh on the bones in terms of plans and in terms of a timescale for construction for that particular project?
Well, that particular project was always mooted. It was mooted in 2016, and that now is going to be a major part of this plan. Is 110 beds for Letterkenny. Letterkenny now has city status, city regional status, and that will be an important project. So it will be about going ahead now with that, pushing hard on that project as well. And it's important to point out that the worry and concern was that it was an either-or between Remelton, St Joseph's or Letterkenny. But what we have in the plan now is that the three projects, the two existing projects in Remelton and St Joseph's, will be refurbished and developed. But also we will have a new modern community hospital in Letterkenny, and that will be important for step-down facility and to work in conjunction with the plans at Letterkenny University Hospital.
And there is a recognition in the department and in the government that those 110 beds in Letterkenny are going to be necessary to service the Letterkenny area, that this isn't going to become a catch-all that becomes a, it's okay, people from other areas can go to Letterkenny because they have loads of beds. The reality, many will argue, is that every one of those beds is going to be needed in the immediate Letterkenny area.
Absolutely, as the population grows, that will be there will be a demand there. And it's also very, very important that we keep our regional hospitals in situ, and also to develop them and to make sure they're modernised. So that's why we will have a staggered approach. Cairndona, Dunloe and Ballyshannon will go ahead, contract documents and go to tender. And immediately after that, we will have Buncrana and Fulcara, they go to design. And obviously we can't refurbish all the hospitals at one time, because beds are needed, every bed's vital to ensure that we keep beds for Letterkenny University Hospital.